I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. If you just joined us, don't forget, you can go back and listen to the first part. Just use the radio.com app on any of your connected devices, and you can back up for 24 hours. You can go all the way back to the beginning. On the phone with me is Samantha. Some people have called you Sam. Is that okay?
It's absolutely okay. Everybody calls you Sam.
All right.
Please feel free.
Sam Falk. She's Director of Communications, and more importantly, the share of good news. We're talking about Nature's Path. It's the largest organic food producer in North America, making breakfast items and snack food items. And it's of course, available all over the world at natural food stores and snack food and grocery stores. 50 countries in the world. And on top of that, they've donated nearly $4 million to worthy causes to save the planet. We talked about the turtles and things like that. So not only is it fun to eat and good for you, but it's for a good cause as well. Let's talk about the website.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of information that anyone could go to right now. You can learn about the family. You can learn about the history of the company and why and how they do the things they do. But there's a really cool blog and recipes.
There are. So, we have lots of recipes thinking outside the box and how you can incorporate some of our products in different ways. We have a lot of information about our sustainability efforts and, why organic. We have a new product using regenerative organic oats that is pretty amazing. We introduced it just a few months ago. And if you like Oatmeal Guy, and you said you did.
Yes.
So it's these cereals are made with oats grown on our founder's farm called Legend Organic Farm in Saskatchewan.
Wow.
And this is kind of the next level of organic farming. Regenerative organics is really the next stage, and we're hoping to introduce more products in the near future into our repertoire. So you're really, helping sustainability and helping to regenerate the planet and the soil when you buy regenerative organic oats, and they're yummy as everything else is. So we have lots of information on our website, and we're in the process of pumping that up as well.
I like it. And the recipes are listed by category. There's a whole section on oats. There's a section on Chia Pets. No, it's called Chia Pudding. Chia Pudding, you know what I mean. Smoothie bowls, hot oats, and baked oatmeal. Kid-friendly stuff, and we're talking about not only fun to make, but fun and healthy to eat. Vegan snacks and desserts and vegan alternatives. Isn't it? I just think it's good in a way. I haven't bought into this yet, but I'm toying with at least a couple of days a week doing vegetarian days of eating. But there's a great section on the vegan snacks and desserts, and there's so much you can do that most people don't even think about and still stay vegetarian or vegan. And it's good to have those sections on the website. And you guys,
yeah, all of our products are plant-based and vegan and great for those diets. And or whether you're fully vegan or fully plant-based, you can just incorporate a little bit more. More fruits and veggies are always good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't talk about Love Crunch, but there's another good story. Tell us about the origins of Love Crunch during the Happy Wedding.
Yeah, so this is a nice story. So you mentioned we're family owned and operated. They're fiercely familial. They'll never sell. This is a legacy company, and it's wonderful. And the second generation is now fully involved in the company. And so Aaron and Ratna's son, Arjun, got married 11 years ago, and he created kind of something a little different. As a party favor at the wedding, he created a special blend of granola. And so everyone at the wedding got the granola, and that kind of gave birth to a new company called Love Crunch.
I like it.
And again, the foundations of Love Crunch, I mean, as I said, I defy you to like not eat the entire bag when you open a dark chocolate and red berries bag of Love Crunch granola. But it always has the giving back component. So they also started a Bite for Bite program. So again, we donate to organizations like food banks in need, and we've given away more than $1 million with the product. And it's really lovely, and it's based on their love story.
Wow!
You can check that. That's also their story is also on our website.
Well, and Love Crunch
Arjun and Rimden
is not only with the dark chocolate and red berries that I'm afraid you're right. I would really like and could not put it down. But then there's also dark chocolate and peanut butter. I think that's kind
there
of
is. And we have a new flavor coming, Guy, which should be in stores in the coming weeks. That salted caramel pretzel. Yeah,
whoa.
I think you might be in trouble.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're going to splurge and eat the whole package, at least you know that you're doing the best you can as far as organic and relatively good for you things to munch on. I like it.
I'm actually feeling like I neglected Kpasa, too, when you asked me about snacking earlier. Kpasa is my go-to snack. We make the most delicious tortilla chips ever. You have to try them, Guy.
Oh, wait. You know, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I just had tortilla chips with my lunch, eating some painfully pleasant but hot, really hot salsa. And I would have sooner had your chips. These were just barely good and still just a hair ahead of stale. I'll look for that. And the best part is, folks, if you just joined us, naturespath.com, that's where you'll find everything that we've been talking about, Samantha and I, and you can find product locally, and there's a zip code search feature on the website. And I'm pretty excited. I really enjoyed it. The Sunrise Crunchy Maple for a cereal item mixed with the oatmeal is my new favorite breakfast.
Love to hear that. That's fantastic.
Samantha, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your Saturday. Are you today at home in Canada?
I am at home in Canada. Yeah, to go for a bike ride. It's a beautiful day here. It sounds like it's a beautiful day in Wichita.
It is.
It's quite as hot here, but it's sunny and gorgeous.
Vancouver is one of my favorite Canadian destinations. I flew for 22 years at FedEx, and that was one of my favorite layovers. And one of my favorite shows from many years ago was with Vikram Veej. From Restaurant Veej. Do you like Indian food?
I love that restaurant, and he's wonderful.
Yeah.
His food is delicious.
I have such fond memories of eating there. I'd take my first officer there, and I'd buy everything, and we'd drink our lips into submission and eat magnificent food and take a cab home. It was great fun. Well, have a great weekend. Best of luck. Wash your hands.
Always.
Yeah, I guess wear a mask and eat Sunrise Crunchy Maple. That's what I'm going to do.
Thanks for having me on, Guy. It was really fun.
Have a great weekend, Sam. I appreciate your time.
You too.
All right. So what's next? We're going to take a break again, but there's so many fun things coming up. I do want to tell you that if you were looking forward to the Johnson's Garden Center annual Iron Chili Head competition and major event, it has been knixed by the COVID, but the good news is starting, I think, next week, I don't want to give you the wrong poop, but it's in August, and I believe it's the end of the first week in August, the first load of Hatch Green Chilies will be available. They'll be roasting. You can buy them roasted, frozen. You can do anything with them, and our good folks at Johnson will have a great supply. We'll be right back with more food, wine, and fun after a little news break. And we'll talk about wine. If you're going to have food, wine, and fun, you got to have wine. And here it comes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.